What's up, lovely people? It's our last show of the week as the team, and hopefully all of you get to take a few days away to ruminate on all that we could be thankful for in this world. One thing we're grateful for, you, especially all our educators out there. Let's make this a teacher time Tuesday, shall we? Go on and give your teacher a handshake, high five, or fist bump. Let them know I see you. Keep on inspiring, uplifting, and gifting us with your love for learning. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and we start today with news on the passing of former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, wife of the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. In a statement from the Carter Center, the nonprofit organization founded by the former president and first lady, Miss Rosalynn passed away peacefully with her family by her side at her home in Georgia on Sunday. Mrs. Carter was diagnosed with dementia in May, then entered hospice care toward the end of last week. She was 96 years old. Rosalynn and Jimmy Carter were married for more than 77 years, longer than any couple to have taken up residence at the White House. President Carter served as a single-term president from 1977 to 1981, but the couple was very active in their post-White House years. Rosalynn played an instrumental role for their humanitarian work by establishing the Carter Center and being an advocate for affordable housing while working alongside Habitat for Humanity for more than 30 years. Rosalynn was her husband's heart and soul. The former president said in a statement, "Rosalynn was my equal partner in everything I ever accomplished. She gave me wise guidance and encouragement when I needed it. As long as Rosalynn was in the world, I always knew somebody loved and supported me." Ceremonies for the former First Lady are slated to take place next week. More now on Rosalynn Carter's legacy and reaction from President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden.
Tributes continue pouring in for the late Rosalynn Carter.
You know, they're really an incredible family because they brought so much grace to the office.
The former First Lady died Sunday after entering hospice care on Friday.
She was well known for her efforts on mental health and caregiving and women's rights. So I hope that during the holidays, you'll consider saying include the Carter family in your prayers.
Mrs. Carter was actively involved in her husband's presidency and a strong advocate for equal treatment of the mentally ill.
Nobody talked to each other about their own mental illness at all. And now to see that, that actually people can recover is the greatest thing.
But it was the couple's work after leaving the White House that would leave the longest legacy, redefining and revolutionizing the post-presidency. In 1981, they spearheaded a new challenge, joining with Habitat for Humanity, building houses for the poor. A year later, they established the Carter Center, a foundation devoted to promoting human rights, resolving conflicts, and eradicating diseases.
I'm proud of the work of the Carter Center, which has developed to become one of the most admired and respected institutions, not only nationally, but internationally.
10-second trivia. On which island chain would you find the town of Kitty Hawk, where the first airplane flight was made? Outer Banks, Florida Keys, Sea Islands, or Elizabeth Islands? If you said Outer Banks, put your hands up! Back in 1903, the Wright Flyer made the first piloted airplane flight on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Our next story is pretty fly. It's about some students who could very well be the Wright brothers and sisters of the now. They spend their school week in an airplane hangar at JFK Airport in Queens at the Aviation Career and Technical High School. They take traditional school courses, but they also get their hands-on mechanic training to help propel them on a path in the aviation industry. Put your lap trays and seat backs in the upright and locked position. Let's go.
There's a lot of opportunity in this aviation that a lot of high school don't have.
Alright, you can tell me how this pressure system works, ladies and gentlemen.
These aren't paid airplane mechanics or professional repair technicians. They're students at Aviation High School in Queens, New York.
Aviation High School is a public New York City high school that is also a federal aviation administration regulated aviation maintenance school. We are one of the largest in the country. All the traditional high school coursework plus hands-on work that can get them a job in the aviation industry right after high school.
At Aviation, students learn every aspect of the plane. They specialize in certifications that allow them to succeed in careers in aircraft management and manufacturing, taking on roles as airplane mechanics, air traffic controllers, and flight dispatchers as soon as they graduate.
We want to make sure that they're in class every day, that they're studying every day, that they're getting all their jobs done properly, because, again, there's people's lives at stake when they get into the workforce to work on the airplanes that we all fly on.
You know, there's like so many different parts of the plane that you really need to have some idea of each section. And really, every single class prepares you somewhat for that road into the aviation field.
Like other career and technical high schools, Aviation High struggles with recruiting women. In fact, women make up less than 10% of all skilled trade jobs across the country.
I think in any class I'm in, there's less than 10 girls in that class. Every day, I feel like I have to prove myself, and that's hard, but it's very rewarding when I finish at the same pace that the boys do.
Getting into Aviation High isn't easy. In 2023, just over 4,000 applicants competed for only 500 seats at the school. Students travel by train, bus, and ferry from all over New York City, commuting up to 2.5 hours to attend the school.
So it's very early mornings. Sometimes, like currently, I have to be here about like 6:30 because I'm coming to practice in for my licensing. I mean, it's worth the commute to come here to do what I'm doing right now, but it is sometimes very lengthy.
Vocational programs are definitely now getting a lot more focus, and schools like ours that are aligned with an industry that has huge need, of course, is creating another major focus for education systems across the country. The numbers they're predicting, the desire for airlines to find technicians yesterday is already felt, so it's something that we're dealing with. They're putting together packages to try and lure technicians to their company because the need is so huge.
You can see the world, and you're not locked down at a desk. You're always doing something different.
All right, all you turkeys, we are headed right into the middle and maybe the madness of Thanksgiving week, specifically when it comes to travel. This is expected to be the busiest our roadways and airways have been in years. On top of that, we're also looking down the eye of some serious storms. Old Mother Nature will be making herself felt in full force with rain, snow, and severe storms set to impact large portions of the U.S. Our inimitable and magnificent meteorologist, Allison Chinchar, is here to break it all down.
As you pack your bags to travel this holiday week, you may also want to pack your patience as Mother Nature could add delays both in the air and on the roadways. A low-pressure system developing over the central U.S. on Sunday will slide eastward in the coming days, bringing the chance of rain, snow, high winds, and even possible tornadoes. By Monday, the system focuses over the Midwest and the Southeast, with nearly 20 million people under the threat for severe storms along the Gulf Coast. Tuesday is when the real problems begin, especially if you have flights in or out of the main connecting airports in the eastern half of the country, including New York, DC, Charlotte, Atlanta, and Chicago. As for the roadways, rain will lead to soggy conditions at times for interstates 95, 85, 75, 40, and 70. There will also be a rain-snow mix for the upper Midwest and interior New England.
For today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, let's head to the White House South Lawn, where President Joe Biden continued the annual American presidential tradition of pardoning a turkey. To pardon means to forgive, and in this instance, the pardoning means that the president is sparing the turkeys from being served alongside pumpkin pies, mashed potatoes, and casseroles. The pardoning of a turkey is one of the traditional White House Thanksgiving festivities, marking an opportunity to give thanks as the holiday season begins. After their pardoning, this year's turkeys, Liberty and Belle, will be relocated to a farm to gobble and play for the rest of their days. You all hold the turkeys to our heart. We're going to miss you the rest of the week as we start our Thanksgiving break. But last but not feast, it's time for shout-outs. We couldn't make this show without you, so we're sending some love to all of you, particularly to Village Middle School in Colorado Springs, Colorado, a Rocky Mountain salute to all of you. From me and my team, we are so thankful for you. We wish you a safe, healthy, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Coy Wire. I'll be right back with you on Monday. It was a blessing to spend part of this week with you.